This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
You see them everywhere. Those ubiquitous bottles of water, it seems, are an absolutely essential part of many people's lives. Presumably, without this life-giving bottled water, people wither up, die, and turn into a pile of dust waiting to be blown away by the next breeze. You come across the exhortation to drink at least 8 glasses of water everywhere. This advice has been in a health column in the New York Times and published by many writers in the public press. It even appears in a pamphlet from the University of California, Los Angeles, which advises the students to, and I quote, "carry a water bottle with you, drink often while sitting in class," unquote. Another part of the 8 glasses of water per day story is that we are all chronically dehydrated, and yet our bodies are not sensitive enough to correct this by making us thirsty. Well, from a physiological point of view, this is rubbish. Henry Volton from the Department of Physiology at the Dartmouth Medical School in New Hampshire decided to look for any scientific evidence supporting the drinking of 8 glasses of water each day. He looked through the peer-reviewed literature in modern electronic databases as well as in the older printed literature. He also consulted with nutritionists who specialized in the fields of thirst and the drinking of fluids. In all of this research, he found no evidence to support drinking 8 glasses of water per day. Still, despite this lack of evidence, the typical advice is, and I quote, "according to most authorities, a sedentary person should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. That totals a whopping half gallon for the average couch potato," unquote. Now, in metric land, 8 glasses works out to roughly 1.9 litres. But does it matter what fluid you drink? Does it have to be pure water, or can it include tea or coffee? And where did this advice come from? Well, back in 1945, the US Food and Nutrition Board of the National Research Council wrote, and I quote, "a suitable allowance for adults is 2.5 litres daily in most instances. Most of this quantity is contained in prepared foods," unquote. So that's right. Most of the water you need is already there in the food you eat. It seems that this last important sentence, and I quote again, "most of this quantity is contained in prepared foods," unquote, just got ignored. So let's be brave and look at some numbers. Each day, an adult human in a temperate climate will typically take some 2.5 litres of water into their body and then pass it out again. Most of the time, this will be made up of about 1,220 mils of water in some kind of fluid, and another 1,000 mils of water contained in the food. Inside your body, you manufacture another 300 mils of water as so-called metabolic water. So that works out to 2,520 mils of water entering your body. And then you lose about 1,520 mils of water in your urine and another 100 mils in your feces. And when you add in another 900 mils for the so-called insensible losses, that's water lost through breathing or sweating, you get a total output of 2,520 mils of water. Usually, there is nothing wrong with drinking lots of water. Mind you, if you drink excessive amounts of water, that can be fatal. In January 2007, a mother of three, Jennifer Strange, entered a contest run by the Sacramento, California radio station KDND-FM. The person who could drink the most water without going to the toilet would win a Nintendo Wii game console. She drank about 7.5 litres of water, suffered severe swelling of the brain, and died. She drank, in a few hours, 3 times as much as she normally took in over a whole day. Now, on the other hand, some studies show that drinking lots of water reduced the incidence of cancer of the bladder, colorectal cancer, urinary tract infections, and urinary stones. Should it be this hard to get it just right? Well, as the Harvard Men's Health Watch wrote, and I quote, "It's getting to be quite a chore. Tracking grams of fat and fiber, adding up milligrams of sodium, counting calories, and now watching water," unquote. What is the next stage? Will parents send their children off to school with the anxious advice of, "Now make sure you breathe enough air"?
What does it mean? Why is it so?